Ladies and gentlemen, Football Scoop Podcast is back. There's a lot going on in the world. College football is starting soon, like this week, like in a couple of days. Phenomenal. And some teams are changing their rosters because Lane Kiffin exists. Okay, the whole college football world is responding to, wait, we're taking guys back from the NFL? What? Why are we doing this? You don't like your team already? Zach, give me some background. Why is this happening?
So I came out strongly against this on our website and on Twitter, and I will be happy to repeat my comments here, but I do feel like it is important to give the devil's advocate explanation for this. And that is the moving forward over the summer, the NCAA passed the 5-for-5 rule that gives every player 5 years to play. The class of 2022, these guys that played football in 22, 23, 24, 25 were not included in that. And so they played their 4 years, they're done. The classes before them, 2020, COVID, all that stuff, most of those people got 5 years. Everyone after them will get five. They only got four. So their argument is the only reason we should have gotten 5 years as well, and the only reason we went to the NFL to begin with was because we weren't allowed to play college football when we should have been grandfathered in. And if the NCAA had grandfathered us in, as most people argue they should have, then Daquan Wright would have never been a Cleveland Brown and a Philadelphia Eagle. He would have just gone from Ole Miss to LSU back in January. That's the argument. I'm not so sympathetic towards that, but that is their argument. The only reason they were in the NFL was because the NCAA basically unjustly kicked them out.
Unjustly. Okay. Doug, give me some feelings on this.
I mean, I don't know anyone other than the players and maybe their agents that want this to happen. Like I don't see a huge throng of people on Twitter, and maybe Zach does in his mentions and stuff, but the players and their agents are the only people that want to, you know, put the toothpaste back in the tube and go back to college and do this. I think it's silly. At every stage in life, like you move from one stage to the next. I don't get to go back to high school and have no responsibilities and bills to pay, right? But because there's money involved, and because some of these guys can make a bigger bag in college than they can in the NFL and have a better roster security and that kind of stuff, that's the only reason this is being brought up. I think it's silly, in no way in favor of it. Just makes no sense to me.
Let me make sure I understand something, because this doesn't make any sense to me at all. A guy gets either drafted or undrafted and signs a contract. So he signs a contract and he goes to training camp. Goes to training camp. It doesn't work out for him. So if it had worked out and he's on the 53-man roster, he's staying in the NFL. It doesn't work out. He gets cut. He has no NFL options. Maybe he could try to become a practice player. Who knows? But am I to understand that there's more money in college for a guy who got cut by the NFL than being a practice squad guy?
That's a good question, because in theory, all these rosters are set. I mean, we'll get to this in a second, but you have your players, your 105 scholarships are allotted for the most part. I would question how much money is laying around that you haven't already allocated to the guys that you thought were going to be on your – you have another 80 grand, 100 grand, 200 grand that you weren't going to give to your current guys, or that you're going to go fundraise for, hey, we got a guy that's not good enough to play in the NFL. We know that because the NFL said they don't want him anymore. Let's bring him to our team and let's pay him 250 grand. Like, what?
I'm with you. I mean, what leverage does the agent have to come back to Lane Kiffin or anybody and say, hey, no, he needs half a mil. He needs 750. Or what? If you're the donor, if you're the AD and head football coach, like, hey, I need another 750. Why? I got a tight end, played you know, for a couple of years, but he didn't make it in the NFL, but we could get him for another year, for 1 year, for a couple of games. I need 750. What?
Anyone know off the top of their head what the NFL minimum salary is right now? It's $885,000 for a rookie.
Yeah, it's, but what's the practice squad?
I think it's last I looked into it, it's like 100K or something like that. maybe that's totally off base, but I mean, Lane Kiffin was asked yesterday and he said that on a personal level, he does not agree with bringing NFL players back to college football, but because someone else is going to do it, LSU might as well go ahead and do it as well. And I hate to be high horse guy. I'm not lived a perfect life, but if someone else might do such a thing that you know to be wrong, you should go ahead and do that. That's not the type of moral baseline any of us would tell to our kids. It's not how any of us were raised. Someone else might do something wrong that you could benefit from, so you should go ahead and do that. It's not how any of us in this country, in this world, in society who have ever been raised. And it just underscores that the problem in college sports is the adults and not the quote-unquote children, although these guys are 22, 23 years old. And I don't want to pick on Lane Kiffin here because LSU is not the only school that's done this. Texas has done it. Oregon State's in the process of doing it. Ryan Day was asked yesterday, and he was like, look, if it helps Ohio State, then I owe it to Ohio State to field the best roster we can. So Lane Kiffin is an easy punching bag, but he's not the only one to do this. And then the other thing is – Scott, you and I have a buddy that's been blowing us up about this, and it's a fair question to ask. Is do you have these 6-7 roster spots, these scholarships that you just haven't given out, or are you going to kick someone off your team? And if we're going to bring guys back and kick players off the team, I mean, we at Football Scoop make a big deal of these scholarship alerts of these guys that were walk-ons or earn scholarships. It's the best thing about college football is that these guys have their efforts rewarded. I think if you want to bring an NFL player back to college football, you have to film and produce a reverse scholarship alert where you have to film yourself bringing in the guy, said, hey, man, you've been with us all year. You've done everything we've asked. You've been with us all summer, all training camp. You've worn the helmet. We don't think you're good enough anymore. You got to go. Bye-bye. You have to film that and put it out and take the hit. If you can do that, you can have the NFL want to be on your team.
Zach, that might be the best thing you've ever said on the podcast. Yes. Like clip it. That is outstanding. 100% agree.
I don't know if I should be insulted or complimented, but thank you.
I mean, so many guys talk about it's culture, right? Culture is what wins. Culture is what we build a 10-year program on, a 100-year. This is who we are. This is what Iowa football is. This is what Florida football is. You know, you hear someone will talk about it. And then you bring in a guy and you cut a dude who's been there working his tail off all summer. That would just be incredibly wrong, in my opinion, which is why this makes no sense. With all this said, is this only truly a right now situation? Because the 2022 class goes away. Their 5-for-5 is done after this year, even if they get this fifth year, even if they get this opportunity. So do we never have to talk about this again after in 1 week from now?
I like to think so, but my confidence level in that is nothing more than a thought because, I mean, we've basically, especially now that revenue share is a thing and schools are paying their athletes directly, playing college football is a job no different than being a plumber, an electrician, a professional athlete, and there's no law that says you can only be a plumber for X amount of years. And I know the NCAA has passed their age-based eligibility rule, which I think we can all agree with logically in theory that college athletics is for college kids, and that's 18 to 23 years old. But I would like to see that the 5-for-5 rule be challenged in court and withstand the challenge because really the people running college athletics are your hometown judges.
Mm-hmm. Physically, the difference between most 18-year-olds and a 24-year-old who's been in the program, in the gym for 6 years it's just a different human. And the potential for a catastrophic injury, if you start having 25-year-olds and 26-year-olds playing college football, it's crazy talk.
And every single current senior 5 for 5 year got their opportunity because someone older than them off the line ahead of them moved on with their life and didn't stay around for forever. You got your out. You one time you were the 18-year-old. Now you're the 23-year-old. Goodbye. Move on. So the next crop of 18-year-olds can have their opportunity and keep this college, this institution moving along as it's supposed to be.
I agree. I just want to float something here. It looks like all the power conferences are going to come out and say, hey, you can't go NFL to back to one of our leagues. What if a group of six league decides, hey, we're going to keep that door open. If you want to come back and play at Troy or, you know, wherever that happens to be, Jacksonville State, you know, wherever it happens to be, what if a group of six leaves that door open? Are you guys still opposed to it, or do you think that makes things a little bit more interesting?
I'm opposed, and then there presumably all of these guys are going to try to play in the NFL next year. And if you're the agent, how's it going to look? Yeah, I tried to go to the NFL. I played 4 years of college football. I went to a training camp. I didn't make it. Then I spent my fifth year, my gap year at a Sun Belt school. I dominated the Sun Belt. Now I'm going to go try to go to the NFL. I don't see that working out. I don't see the NFL looking favorably upon how you spent your 2026 football season.
Yeah, and financially, I don't know if there's the reward to do that, but some of these guys, maybe not the current guys that we're talking about, who are talking about jumping back to the SEC, but some guys truly for the lovely game, they're like, they're distraught. This is all they ever wanted to do. And they don't make an NFL team. And they're like, man, I can go play. And I love that coach at Troy, you know, in the example, I love that guy. This would kind of be a lot of fun. So for the love of the game, I still am totally against it, completely against it, because I think it's wrong for the good of the game. I think it's wrong for the team. It's wrong for the high school guys who are busting their tails, who also have the love of the game, who are trying to make a squad. I'm against it regardless, though.
And Doug, you had the story about the Big Ten having the rule, and it seems like by the time this you're hearing this, that every power conference will have a rule out. And again, a rule is a different thing from a law. We'll see how durable this is in court. But one thing that could put a stop to this is a president and an AD picking up the phone to a head coach saying, hey, man, we're not doing this. This is not what we're about. Like, if you have to win because you take an NFL cast off, the media, the fans will celebrate. But we're bigger than this. This is not what we're about. Do not do this.
Are you anticipating that happening in Baton Rouge?
Zero.
Just asking. We'll see. What does it say about your team? We're practically in September. Like, yeah, we'll bring in a couple new guys. Huh?
That's a great question. If I'm now the tight end two, the tight end three, I thought I was going to get reps, and they're bringing in a guy that hasn't bled and sweat with us all season long. Coach must not think anything of me. I'm getting out of here.
Where do you go at this point? I mean, oh goodness. Do we really believe the SEC today will come out with a rule rather than a statement, a strongly worded statement? Will they come out and say, you can't do this?
I mean, the SEC, I think they kind of have to, because they're the ones that have beat their chest over the summer with university SEC presidents saying, we could do our own thing. If the Tech College Sports doesn't act, we will govern ourselves. Here's your, you know, if you don't even try to prevent this, how is anybody supposed to take you seriously moving forward?
I would love to see the SEC just have like kind of a statement, no rule. And the Big Ten comes out with a rule, and then the Big Ten continues to win a national championship this year, whoever that happens to be, and the chatter and the firestorm, it just adds to it. Hey, the SEC's taking NFL bounce backs, and they couldn't get it done, and they were trying to explore every avenue to dethrone the Big Ten, couldn't do it, and then the Big Ten continues to rub the SEC's nose on it. I would love to see that for one.
Here's the other thing about this is NFL cut down day is August 30th. We got games playing on August 29th, week one, September 5th. We put up with all the nonsense from late January through August and that we have to in college football with the agreement that the games are still the games and they are awesome and all the nonsense fades away. And when college football starts, it's the greatest thing in the world. And I'm warning everyone that's not going to happen. We're going to have to deal with so-and-so got cut by the Panthers, and now he's going to go try and play. And who cares that it's October 14th and all this stuff. The nonsense is going to bleed over into the season, and I hate that because just give us the games, give us the season, and then we'll deal with the nonsense from January on.
It's pollution at this point. It's polluting the good stuff, the good pure stuff that is college football.
That's the right word for it.
You know, and when we say college football, you know, we and most people are talking about that top 25, you know, upper echelon. And these things impact that. But college football is still so pure at certain levels. FCS kicks off Thursday, got a big slate, 22 games Thursday. They got a bunch of games Friday. Everybody's playing, you know, a bunch of them play Saturday. D2, G3, these guys doing it for the love of the game for all the right reasons. These guys are going to go pro and be a great insurance salesman. And that's okay. But they're loving this. This is one of their favorite times of their life, and it's awesome. College football is still awesome. It's evolving, but it is what it is, and we do love it.
Greatest thing in the world.
Gentlemen, appreciate your time. Football Scoop Podcast. Tell your friends. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll see everybody soon.